All right. So I guess the first question is the big one. Where were you born and when?
July 1st, 1932 in Detroit, Michigan.
Ah. And when you were in Detroit, Michigan, what was your family like?
Oh, my family, I had a brother 2 years older than I. And my parents, my father, his work history, he was in the Army for a while after the First World War. Then he was a policeman. And then he worked in the auto industry, various jobs, inspecting mechanical things, a variety of things. And I grew up during the Second World War years, so they worked in the military productions, you know, for the war.
Mm-hmm.
My mother worked for some concern that dealt with fire extinguishers or those kinds of things.
That's interesting, too, because in that era, there weren't that many working moms. So you had those parents working. Did your parents express any interest or support, either or both, of your interest in, well, how early were you interested in art or photography?
Well, I was interested in art very early in grade school. And they encouraged me, and they liked what I did, and they didn't have any formal education in art or anything like that, but they always encouraged me.
So were you said art, you put it as art, which at the time we're talking about art and photography weren't as, photography was a little bit separate niche. So did you start off by being interested in painting or
drawing
and things
primarily,
like that?
Primarily, yeah.
And actually, that's interesting. So what was that kind of interest about? I mean, what were you particularly excited about as a kid?
I was interested in animals, so I would draw a lot of animals.
Oh, that's interesting.
So they appeared a lot in my work. But it was toward the end of my grade school, probably in my seventh grade. A friend of mine introduced me to making contact prints.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And that was really magical to me, and I was hooked from age 12, I guess.
There's a certain magic to photography. There's a certain kind of alchemy. Yeah, of just being able to, you know, the chemical. I think that's always fascinated people. So that's what got to you initially was the actual process of, you know, being...
Yeah, and being able to print and view an image was really impressive to me.
So did you get a camera at a certain point?
Well, my parents had a camera, and I hadn't thought about photography very much prior to that.
Yeah.
But then I became very interested, and I would use the family camera.
So that's pretty early. You were talking about just after grade school?
Maybe 12 years old.
So, yeah, that's pretty early interest. Now, were you looking at books? Were you aware of shows or exhibitions? Were you getting ideas from outside, or was
No,
it all...
but I used to kind of prowl the galleries of the Detroit Institute of Arts.
Sure.
I had two interests, the art and looking at art and reading. So I would, the main public library in Detroit was right across the street from the museum. So I would visit both places, and that was very exciting to me.
Do you remember any particular shows or artists that, or photographers that got you excited at an early age? I'm just curious about early sensibility and how you formed it.
Not really. I mean, I didn't pay much attention to names.
Right.
I liked viewing the art.
Kids are sort of omnivorous.
Kids don't
They just take everything in. It's all sort of equal, you know, like masterpieces and crap. It's just like all out there. So you were just gathering information at that point.
Yeah, right. Just visual stuff that interested me. And
so did you have any specific